The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. Underground Gospel Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on? Listen, man, we are back in the underground. We are back.
Yes.
Listen, I'm glad to be back in the underground with my boys.
Brethren.
What's happening, man?
Yes.
I'm glad to be back, man. Everybody good? Everybody?
It's good.
Great. It's good.
It's great. Good. Good.
Listen.
Liberated.
Listen, I'm
first. I feel better.
Lord, last week was something, what?
Yes, it really was.
I feel better.
Yes.
I got a box of tissues.
Just in case.
Y'all get the ushers. Because I might get sensitive.
Don't get the ushers.
Yeah,
because they might bring the offering plate.
Offering plate.
You know what?
I'm going to go.
Yes, and definitely keeping, our first lady, underground, keeping her definitely up in prayer. Yes, that's right. Yeah, she wasn't able to make it in the studio today, man. She'll be back. She'll be back in the underground, man. Listen, and I'm telling you, we're gonna be happy to have her, man. Listen, I'm excited, man.
This topic is gonna mess people up. Yes, it is.
It's gonna mess
because it's everybody.
It's everybody. Listen, but before we get started, go ahead and click like and share. Get your people in the building, man. Go ahead and get everybody. I don't care. Get people off the corner, off the street.
Yes.
I don't care. Just go to the corner store where they're hanging up or sitting on the bus stops, man. Go ahead and pick them. Let them know we in the underground. I'm telling you, man.
You can fit this shirt. Come on in.
That's right.
Listen, man.
Everybody can fit that shit. Remember, I'm sensitive. Y'all gonna call me Ralph Trashman.
I'm telling you. But yes, I'm your boy, Sevlis the Artist. I'm your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And it's your little brother, Heathen. I'm Lincoln, cause Jesus is the reason.
And I'm Wendell Big Win Powell, the ultimate entertainer. And if I'm not crying, sometimes you gotta Turn my mic off.
Yes, you already know, because Jesus is
outside.
The word of God is going up and it's coming down in the underground. I'm telling you, man.
A lot of people like the underground now.
Yes, it is.
They like this. Yeah. My homegirl Marilyn talking about, I saw you on TikTok. I had to call Steve. Hey, what's TikTok?
Say, what's TikTok?
Listen, I'm telling you, yes, we are definitely trending, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's all by the grace of God, man.
Yes, I'm telling you,
it's trending right now, man. And I'm telling y'all, just keep it tight. Keep it, stay tuned, man. Listen, this is what's going on down right now, right now. So, listen, we're going to get to the topic right now, man.
That's right.
We're going to go ahead and get it going, man, because I'm excited about what's about to happen, man. I'm telling you, man, we got a good topic right now. So, this week's topic is interior motive.
What?
Interior motives. Generational curse.
What?
Yes. We're going to refer on the generational curse of things and definitely touch bases on the interior motive, how things happen in lives and in our individual lives and how it affects us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And where, because most times people have those questions. Where do I get this
from?
Yes.
Why I act like this?
I say that all the time.
Right?
And I love my mama and my daddy. They rested in the bosom of Abraham. But I'm acting like them now.
Wow.
In the ways I said, when I grow up, I'm not going to act like that.
Come on! That's a third bottle of water at you.
I'm ornery like my mama and short-tempered with people. I'm short.
Wow.
I'm saying things to people, what? And they ain't even made me nothing. Wow. And with my daddy, I get quiet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When I
yeah.
need to talk.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So this is definitely what we're going to elaborate on, and we're going to touch it, man, because a lot of people don't understand that a lot of things are generational curses that some people can and can't break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some generational pass down behavior is not good for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Right, right, you understand?
Right, right.
So you got to be able to break that behavior and break that addictions or break that whatever things that's going on in your life that causes you to step away from God, keeps you away from God, keeps you out of the relationship of God, and really, really gets down to the nitty gritty in the bottom of everything to say, you know what? I'm like this because the generational curse hasn't been broken.
I'm thinking about you and your favorite scripture.
Really?
Yes. You just said from the bottom and what?
Oh, yes.
The mire clay.
Yes. Out of the mire clay. Then yes, right. Yes. Psalms 40. That's right.
Yes.
That's my favorite scripture. Yes.
Jesus.
That is my favorite scripture. Ooh. And I'm telling you right now, it's really gotten bad because now people are literally hanging on to churches. People are hanging on to, you know, people are hanging on to relationships. People are hanging on to possessions.
Yes.
People are attaching hoarders. They are attaching themselves to different things that has been passed down from generations that is now contuitive or for their life and their relationship with God.
It's people fighting, fist fighting. You stop speaking to family members.
Come on.
Over a necklace that's
terrible.
Their grandmother should have passed along.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You ain't ever gonna wear it.
Why?
It ain't in style. But because you don't want someone else to have it, you're fighting.
Wow.
So therefore, what's the real ulterior motive?
Or they might think that the other person don't deserve it.
You're right, right.
Yes, yes, yes.
And again, when we talk about family, we always diss people based on what somebody else said about them.
Yeah.
Oh, we do, man.
Yeah.
I got cousins.
You're right.
I got cousins don't speak to me because another cousin said, Wendell don't care about nobody.
Mm.
Bill, you know me.
Don't even know you. Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
That again is family curses.
That generation.
That's right.
And that's
gossip.
Right.
Yes.
And breaking up, dividing the family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely, let's go ahead and get into it, man.
This scripture just popped up when I was scrolling, looking.
What scripture?
And it fell right into what?
Go ahead and put it on us.
James 4:3.
Uh-huh. What you say? What you say about it?
You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures.
Wow.
Mm.
Look at God.
Mm. Look at that.
Wow. That says a lot right there, you know, and a lot of times, you know.
Man, I don't know how you do this all the time. Go ahead, because you good. I always try to be that person. When they break out something, I'm going to give you an education thing about it. So he always come with the scripture, with the word. And I'm sitting here with the education part about it. You said James.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked up some other definitions of ulterior, U-L-T-E-R-I-O-R, motives. The definition refers to something intentionally hidden, not revealed, or below surface. If you pretend to be a nice person to someone only to get close to his famous friend. And you're going to get a scripture. See, that's why I like the underground.
Yes.
Praise God for the underground.
Wow.
Come on.
So listen, ulterior motive meaning of one's spiritual or mental, secret or private, not observable. Comparative and inter within. That says a lot.
Wow.
That says a lot.
Church is not so churchy.
So do you understand that a lot of things, and this goes back to a lot of generational things that has been passed down secretly.
Yes.
Secretly, a lot of things that are happening in your life that you don't know about or know of because your family have kept it a secret.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah. So the reason why some cousins ain't speaking, because they brothers and sisters.
Right.
It was a secret.
Come on.
You better say that.
And because I don't want you to know that side of the family.
Yes.
They really brothers and sisters.
But they don't want you to know that side family. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
That's the side of the family.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
But do you understand that not knowing the other side or the complete makes us incomplete?
Jesus.
To who we actually and our potential to be.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And we're never coming to full potential because we never understand
who we are.
And that is detrimental to our spiritual, to our physical, to everything a part about us. That's why we can never understand how deliverance is, how we can really understand to walk into the fullness of God because we're walking in incompletion in our families.
Right. How can we walk in something in the supernatural and we're confused in our walk in the natural.
We're confused
with our family.
With our families.
We don't know our real daddy's family.
Families. That's right.
So we don't know why daddy don't talk.
Wow.
We don't know why mama this, that, and the other.
Right.
And we don't know why mama got all these uncles.
Wow.
No, you're right. Because they ain't everybody else's uncle.
Wow.
They ain't related to her mama at all.
Mm-mm. Yes,
but
yes.
But you got to call him Uncle So-and-so. Mm.
Wow.
Every 6 months, hey, this your uncle. Mm. But he ain't at none of the cookouts.
Mm.
But now you grow up and you realize mama had a bunch of uncles. That's what we going to call them.
Yeah. Yes.
And now you wondering why you are promiscuous.
Mm. Come on now.
Ain't nobody tell you to be it.
No. Nope. Yeah.
You saw certain things, even though you were lied to and tried to, you know, fool you. That's your uncle. That's so and so. That's my coworker. Mm-hmm. And now you think it's okay to have a whole bunch of uncles.
Wow. That thing just trickled on down.
It trickles down.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It trickles down.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because we got this thing about, you know, a lot of parents, you know, you working around people who have kids.
Right.
They think that kids aren't as smart as they are.
Come on.
I was told, and I believe it, and I know it for a fact. Every shut eye ain't sleep.
Ooh, you better say that.
Good.
You
so
better say that.
Every time when you think, you know, let's wait 30 minutes after they went to sleep.
Right.
No, they done heard everything you doing.
That's right.
And they know what you doing.
That's right.
Wow.
You could tell them the next day, well, we were just wrestling. No, because they have phones.
Right.
And they saw wrestling.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
And you wasn't Jacob wrestling with her.
Right. Yeah. So be careful. And listen, they're not going to tell you they saw it, but it's going to be stored up here.
That's right. Come on, Will.
It's going to be stored.
Yeah.
They'll use it later.
Yep, yeah. When you ain't looking.
Yes. Or when you tell them, when you catch your child, or they gonna tell you how many times they caught you.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it is, man. Listen, we gonna touch bases. Ooh, we got some more scriptures.
I just got this quick question. Would you say that if it started out ulterior, it end up interior motive?
I mean,
that's what I like too. It says in here, there is no ulterior motive with an A.
With an A, right?
There's no such word.
That's right.
It's a U.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I spelled it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people is going to go behind me and do A.
No, it's you.
I'm the edges of you.
Ulterior motive.
And it's, I don't even pronounce it like that, with a U.
Yeah. No.
Ulterior.
I said with an A.
Yeah. But I say it with an A, but it's all like
ulterior motive.
Say pull without the P.
Yeah,
right.
Which means existing beyond what is obvious or admitted, intentionally hidden.
Yeah, that's what I read. Mm-hmm. Intentionally hidden. Right.
On purpose.
Right.
Woo, that's hidden on purpose.
Right. That sounds narcissistic.
It is. Now here, it's funny, in order for a person who is narcissistic to use a lot of things as an alter motive, it had to work constantly for them.
So they practiced.
You have to. That's what makes you
so
consistent.
So now can you can you say preachers are not?
I can't go there.
Now I have to be at times. I have to be at times. Y'all can go ahead and put your legs up, but I'm gonna go ahead and sit in the judgment seat.
In order for you to get people to do what you needed to do or wanted to be, you have to.
Sometimes I have to be very theatrical.
Woo.
If I know that a church need to raise money,
yes,
you have to be very kind and overly kind. You have to preach comfort. You have to preach prosperity.
But then that's skating along the line of manipulation.
Don't worry about it. It's hidden.
No. Jesus.
Sometimes if your wife said, "Baby, how do I look in this dress?"
You know what?
That's an open-ended question.
Yeah, but it's an open-ended question.
So I'm gonna close it.
I'm be honest.
But here's the deal. She's asking that.
Come on.
To manipulate. Or to get a response that is satisfying for her.
There you go.
So she had an ulterior motive to asking the question.
Why she asked
it. Right, why she asked
it. Because she really didn't want the truth.
It doesn't make her a manipulator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At that moment, she had a need.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many of us use ulterior motives?
Yeah.
That's why I comfortably said, from the pulpit, you have to do it sometimes.
Yeah. But is that right, though, to have an ulterior motive from the pulpit? Because then now how can you actually say you're speaking or preaching truth if you have an ulterior motive and you have to operate in that?
That's witchcraft.
I can give you a truth of something that will motivate you to pay more.
But that's like the worship.
It's necessary sometimes. You got to pay bills.
They didn't have. God didn't tell them to build.
I'm just saying, you got to pay
in
bills.
In today's time, you have to pay bills. Yes. But then now things are. It changes. Being that way, it changes the dynamic of the word, though. It changes so much of the word, and that's why now the word are looking at looking. The word is looked at as hypocritical.
Wow.
Mmm.
So when he says study to show
what?
Thyself approved.
Yes. And that's personal.
That's personal. So if I'm using, just like I gave you the example on purpose.
Yes.
Because I knew you would clam up. You didn't give an answer. Oh, now you're thirsty. You didn't give an answer or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when she asked that, what if she asking so you could buy her a new dress? Shouldn't she just be able to come
I need a new dress.
Like the way I look at this dress no more. Can you buy me a new dress?
Jesus.
But can the preachers get in the pulpit and say, "Hey, we need $9,418.
For what?
It don't matter. You ain't ask your wife why you need a new dress.
I'm going to ask my wife why she need a new dress, though.
But even if the church did ask for what and they showed them the bills, a pastor's not going to do that.
No, he's not.
No, he's going to have to do exactly what I just said. We're going to have a 2-day revival because we know we can raise $7,000 in a 2-3-day revival.
Right.
There's an ulterior motive.
Right. Because they might even make the $7,000 actually make more.
Yes.
But all he going to do is say that they made the $7,000.
Yeah, that might be that. That's what's wrong, but yeah.
But that's what happens.
That's what happens.
That's what's happening right now.
So there are ulterior motives all over the place, everywhere. When we look at the news and how they try to, I love when you said in one of the other podcasts that no one wants to be an inspirer, they want to be an influencer.
Yes.
Influencers use ulterior motives
Every single day. Huh? I agree with that. Yes. I agree with that.
Shirts, totally, the colors.
Yes.
It's been in our lives.
You are absolutely right.
In our lives since we were young.
You are absolutely right.
Right now. We influence hairstyles.
Marketing. To attract.
Marketing North Carolina A&T University.
See, look at that.
I'm sorry. I'm going to use my education.
Y'all's going to know about my education.
That's right. He paid for it.
But everyone does it. But here's the bad thing is, we're using that word, and it's cute, but aren't we manipulating people?
I believe we have been conditioned to be manipulators. I think that, and some people do not. I believe some. I'm gonna say that some people do it innocently.
Innocently,
because it's inherited in like a family curse.
It is.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you a prime example. Seven people in the cookout.
Okay.
All right.
A mother is sitting down at the end of the table.
Okay.
And their 2-year-old child is running around and just running around and going up to each person and doing this.
Yeah. Okay.
But everyone is saying to the baby, point to the mother.
Right.
What is the child who can't talk saying to everybody?
I can't go to her. That's why I'm coming to you.
So I want you to do what?
Pick me up.
That's
manipulation.
Right. Manipulation. Wow.
Ulterior motive.
Jesus.
We've learned it at two.
That is something right there, God, man. That is wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Ain't that, say a word. Just hands in the air. How many things are we still doing right now? We only say a word, and we got an ulterior motive.
God.
Somebody texts us something, a long sentence, and we put K. Their next sentence is going to say, what's wrong with you? Do I need to call you? Blah, blah,
come
blah.
On.
We're manipulating.
You're right.
Because we got an ulterior motive.
That's right.
We want attention.
Oh, we do it.
Yes.
I get antsy if I'm texting with my wife, and my wife just put a K and a period.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, what the heck have I just done?
Right.
You okay?
How busy are you? Right.
Yeah.
But she wants you at that moment to worry about her.
Ulterior motive. This goes back so far.
Jesus.
The crazy thing about this is that it goes back so far and so deep, even back in Bible. We was just discussing this,
Jesus,
you know, about, you know, the prodigal son.
Yeah.
About, you know, so many different, and I'm really like a Rolodex right now with so many stories of how things were manipulated, how things happened, how Jesus was betrayed, how Peter, you know, denied, how all that worked into play for ulterior motives to come
Judas
out the way. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we, like you said, innocently just do it because it's already inherited, you understand, within our genes, within our blood, within our history.
That was the first sin.
Which was?
Manipulation. When the serpent went to Eve.
Yes.
So that was
the serpent did just like that baby.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Well, surely you won't die if you pick
right,
me up.
Exactly.
Wow.
Right. I tried to get his attention.
But he was made by God, so he
so it went to Eve.
It went to Eve because she was made from the man and the earth.
Right. But you know what? I know we can't lay down on this one.
Mm-mm. Come on.
But what made him, after she said, I bit it, you bite it? What made him bite it?
Him seeing her do it.
Wow. And he was to have dominion over
everything.
And he
but
couldn't.
But that's the influence the woman has on the man.
Already. Even though the influence was not sexual.
But check this out.
It wasn't.
After she, okay, when they bit it, things were revealed, right? Who bit it first?
No, here's my, that's what I got to go back.
She bit it first.
So things were revealed to her.
So she but knew not how to him.
Seduce him.
I was just going to say that.
Oh!
So she, but wait, I think, but she couldn't see him.
She didn't have to.
Wait.
When he bit it, when she bit it.
Right.
When she bit it, what Satan had.
I thought that both of them had to bite it before they saw themselves naked.
Okay, here's the question then. Did they bite the same fruit or did they have one single?
I don't know what makes sense about that story.
If she, it says specifically though, she bit it first, right?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, we don't know the time difference.
She was beguiled.
But she beguiled. She, and when she, sin, not nothing good, it's sin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
I know how to.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Now, you're going to get people mad and say,
it's script.
A woman was the first trick. She tricked first. No.
I think that the man
saw sin sexually first.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
No, but that was before biting the apple, though.
How?
So you think that's why it's called the fall of man?
The sin.
So you're trying to say that?
I'm talking about the sin like I ain't trying to have no babies and have no children, but I want to have sex tomorrow. That's me sinning. Cause I ain't trying to procreate.
Right. No, understood.
So what was he doing? What happened?
We got
to
read that.
Yeah, we need to go back.
We got to read that.
I don't want to put myself out there like that because people gonna be like.
Turn his mic.
Because I don't believe that it was a fruit.
What you believe?
I don't believe it was a fruit for real. Because it was just a tree of knowledge.
All right. Now, right. It was even deeper because the word fruitful was thrown around so much.
Right.
Believe they had a threesome with the devil.
See that. So what we got?
Check this out. Go to the script.
Listen.
Didn't the Bible say?
Didn't this dude say they had a threesome with the devil?
Look. Who did that? Go to the scripture.
No, I'm not going nowhere and nothing called the Bible.
Didn't they say? Listen, in the word, does it not say that Abel was whose? But it never said who Cain's was. And the seed had not come down yet to give him the I'm telling you. Because now check this out. Now, okay, first, I'm telling you, it does not say who Cain is. It don't say who's Cain is, like whose his is.
I think
but
I'm
it
messed
says
up.
Who Abel is.
I think I'm messed up because you
it
said
says, yeah, oh, yeah, they had a threesome.
I'm stuck right there. I'm visual.
And so I just can't see that part.
Well, okay. I'm telling you.
I'm going to go ahead and let you write the
devil,
movie. I'm going to see
devil
it.
Devil parades as an angel of light.
Uh-huh.
He can be whatever he
uh-huh.
wanted to them.
Uh-huh.
But they threw around the thing about being fruitful. And then even in scripture, it says who Abel's is. And Abel was good.
Uh-huh.
The seed had not come down for the DNA to be passed yet. Even in Genesis, you read further enough, it tells you when the seed was passed down. When the seed come down from heaven, hit, and then you would look like, that's where generational curse come in. It tells you in Genesis. It tells you when it happened. This happened before then. And then the question is, okay, then why did Cain kill Abel?
He was jealous.
Why was he jealous? Who? Why would he have that heart?
I think.
Murder.
I think the most drastic thing had to happen to the first family. I will say to you this. The spirit was in the garden. The negative spirit. I believe it. I don't believe it bit an apple or a banana.
No. I
think that what was there was knowledge.
I think they fornicated.
And that the...
As I'm saying, I think they fornicate. If it wasn't a threesome,
can I say this?
She did it.
Can I say?
And he did it too. Single.
I wish y'all were here. Can I say this?
Yeah.
I think that many of us have knowledge, and we haven't so misconstrued that it could literally be as if, like you just said. There was a threesome, but I believe that it was a spiritual
awakening of knowledge.
Right.
The best example, that is the best example that you use. But the best example is by her taking part in knowledge that she was not yet ready to receive, that a seed of negativity, of even we want to call it the cane, a seed of negativity, because it's like we talked about family curses. I think the knowledge of a family member, just the truth of an can birth the seed of a negative energy that stays in a person.
Right.
So I can almost, without visually seeing people having sex, say that she received bad information, passed on bad information,
from the
which birthed a bad seed. Because we've all done that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't see a threesome.
When I read that,
but part. I like your you that movie director that want to blow up the whole building to kill the bad guy, and it looks tremendous, and we like ooh, but then we say darn, but you can't have a sequel to that.
So here is a now. It had now. I can agree where
I can't disagree.
You know, I can't agree where you know it has to. It sin had to be there already before you know any partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Yes. So, because, and the reason why I say that, and now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord has made, and said unto the woman, ye hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. So forth and so on until she ate the fruit. Mm-hmm. So now for him to let them know not to do it, meaning there had to be some sort of sin, you know, there, you understand? So I definitely can see that, you know, happening, but I'm still stuck on this threesome though.
Okay.
But sometimes
visualize this.
Okay.
Eden is supposed to be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Eden is perfect.
Okay.
Except for that tree, but fruitful, partake, take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fruit.
See, when I hear
the womb is always considered as the woman's area is being fruitful. Mm-hmm. The tree of knowledge and good and evil. And the Lord put in my spirit, knowledge can puff you up, but love edifies. There was no love considering that.
Right.
No, so they had to be, because they had to think higher than God.
Mm.
The knowledge of good and evil. I mean, what's the name of the tree of knowledge?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So puffed up. The scripture even say, you can get too much knowledge and be puffed up.
Yes.
And love edifies. So they took knowledge, but thought they were higher than God when what they did. When you caught up in pride, you do something to totally defile God.
Yeah.
And what was one of the first things that spoke even from last week?
Mm-hmm.
Adultery, fornication was the first two things.
Yeah. Well, see, the main thing was once they came into knowledge, they said they were naked.
They were naked. That's
see?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, you see?
But you got them naked and having a threesome.
I'm just saying. I know it's your threesome.
What's
an abomination?
I think when naked happened, they saw choice. And that the body can be used not just to procreate. I believe he saw more.
But
it's not a threesome. I believe.
Okay. Maybe she went off with the serpent and then got done. Then he went off.
So you saying the serpent
Eve
had a penis?
Well, no. This is what I'm saying. Don't all serpents have penises?
I've
seen snakes. They have penises.
Oh, Lord.
Everything that procreate has a penis with.
I went to Wake Forest and they didn't tell you.
Mama said everything that got a penis procreate. So it was a penis window. Oh my goodness.
Can you look that up, please?
I'm serious.
No, y'all.
See, y'all even, I know it's like hard, but even everything that you say after that is complimenting what I said.
Not a threesome.
Well, okay, if it's not a threesome, what would it be?
I think that it was the, now, how did we get on this subject?
I don't know how we got on the subject, but I think with the threesome, and he said that he had a threesome with the devil. I'm like, that threesome?
What? Well, okay, I'm saying because it said he took a bite too.
Who?
Adam.
I know, but she
he
made
did
him
it
do
after.
It. Right.
Right, because
but
he's
my
seen-
question in the beginning was, what made her, even though, didn't she say something to him right before she said, try this? I know we ain't supposed to eat this, but blah, blah, blah. I mean, because I'm about to go into, that's another thing of a generational curse when you love somebody so much that you trust even their lies. But with me, I don't see it as a fruit. I want someone else to say, yes, it was this fruit or whatever. I think it was something that was forbidden. And sometimes knowledge, the fruit knowledge. Of this knowledge. And I think she received some knowledge, and that knowledge was used in a non-spiritual as far way, and even if we want to say a demonic way.
Right, right, right.
But I
right.
can't say after she learned this demonic thing, she got pregnant.
She did. After that, she ended up, when they started talking about the lineage.
Study all, I ain't going to be asleep tonight.
I'm yeah. telling you. And I'm telling you, I found it was hard for me to believe until a brother of mine, Terry, tattoo. He did this tattoo right here.
Terry,
broke it down
Terry,
to me
I'm
and
sorry,
my
he said
wife.
Your name.
Broke it down to both of us. And he's a white Hebrew.
Terry, I'm sorry. He said so,
I'm telling you. He broke it down in front of us.
Pastor's reading.
Yeah. I'm wanting to get the full, you know, understanding of how things, you know, correlate or congeal together with you know, Eve eating the fruit, the serpent and Adam, and how things happen from the start, because it all started with mental. It all started with choice. It all started with choice.
I think that's what happened.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How even before eating the fruit, she made a choice to bite it.
To bite it.
You understand what I'm saying? So right. even the serpent said, do not eat of the fruit, you know, eat right. of the tree of knowledge.
Wait, that manipulation. That he used to manipulate. He manipulated God's
it
word.
It was Adam that told him, you have free reign. You can eat of everything but that.
But that.
But it was him.
That yeah. God said it. God now, told him that everything. You could have
that,
this.
Did he
but
remind?
You can't eat
did she? Where did she get the information okay. from? She got it from her man.
Right.
I'm going to go back because I can't sit here and say a lot of stuff that I'm.
God told him.
They didn't told him. Yeah, for sure. But I wanted to know whether or not when the voice or the command came, was it the two of them talking, or as I believed, and I'm almost certain I used to teach, that he told Adam.
Yeah.
And it was Adam's job. To tell her.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here it is. It says, you know, now the serpent was more subject to any field of the beast, any beast of the field, which the Lord had made, and said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it,
right?
Neither shall ye touch it,
yeah.
lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. That's what the serpent said unto the to Eve. For God knoweth that in the day ye eat thereof, and then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. This is what the word says now.
Right, right.
And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof
and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So here it is. God told her not to eat it, but then the serpent told her it was okay to eat it.
So what made her disbelieve what God said?
This is what now. This is what, because now we're stuck on.
So
you
what
know,
was her ulterior motive?
Her, it had to be because she said it was good, and I don't even think she had an ulterior motive. No. I think she just seen what she thought was good because she had the serpent in her ear, as a lot of the people that's around us to say other things other than what God has told us to do, you know, and what God has positioned us to do. Okay,
there are people who you didn't even notice a certain thing.
Yes.
And as soon as they bring it to your attention, yeah, now you can't stop looking at it.
Right. And that's the ulterior motive.
Y'all can eat anything over here but those devil eggs.
And that's what's happening.
Straight
to the devil eggs. Right. And that's what happened in the beginning.
But guess what? You just said it ain't got no ulterior motive. That means the devil had ulterior motive.
That's what he wanted her to eat.
But it wasn't a threesome.
You got to go deeper in the script. You got to read more.
But see, now we're saying that, hey, we're choosing the serpent's word over God's voice.
Right.
You understand? We're choosing the serpent's word over God, because it clearly stated right there what I just read. Mm. God told her not to eat it.
Right.
You understand? But then the serpent got in her ear and got to that place where she can actually focus on, hey, you can eat it. You won't die.
Right. You ain't gonna die.
You ain't gonna die.
Do I have to testify?
Huh?
Oh, because you know,
last time you testified,
what I went through last 2 weeks ago.
No.
If he tell me, it's okay.
No, he can't. No, I don't hear no more about your life.
Somebody, I ain't gonna be specific. Is that okay?
We're gonna do a short. Do a synopsis.
I had a person in my ear telling me something. And it was repetitive. And it was because they was right about something before. Am I lying?
Yeah.
Right about something before. Mm-hmm. But then it was repetitive, them telling me something else. And because they was right about the first time, I was thinking, well, maybe they're right the second time.
Right.
But in all actuality, they had an ulterior motive.
Right.
Wow. So here we actually understand that the serpent had an ulterior motive that literally led Eve to the fruit.
Of course, because he wanted her to be aware of sin.
He
wanted her to know what death was.
Because it had already happened to him.
Oh, listen.
Ulterior motive. Yeah.
Y'all about to listen. Yeah. Because I'm interested.
And we wasn't even going to do this.
We wasn't even going to do this.
I was going to do the prodigal son.
But we done landed over here where Eve, you know, and Adam. And this is so crazy, because a lot of our actions and ways are set up in this dynamic in our life where God is telling us what to do.
Yeah.
You understand? And what not to do.
Right.
But then we have people's opinion and other people in our ear that we think that we believe more because they're physical, because here God was not present, but his voice was.
Jesus.
Right. Let me tell you something. The makeup, the hair, all of this stuff, even in the new phones and the new apps where you have a filter.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
That's ulterior motive.
Ulterior motive. Yes.
Because why, when they realized they were naked? That's your woman.
That's right.
Why you care? Why you gonna put on me? Let's walk around naked.
That's right. Wow.
But
Jesus,
when they saw the difference in them, then they saw choice. Then they saw sin.
Then they saw opportunity.
Opportunity.
This is listen, y'all don't understand, because you do. I can't say you don't, because you do, because now we're literally unveiling some truth about where our decision making.
Oh, absolutely.
You understand? Comes our decision making comes from, absolutely. And how our influences, yes, are, you know, really influencing our life,
yeah,
and the dynamic of how we, mm-hmm, how our lives are set up.
Yeah. Right.
Because here it is, man, we have serpents in our life.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of serpents in our life we are literally not identifying them as serpents. We are identifying them as our inner voice.
Right. Is it true that the serpent had arms and legs, and then the curse was it lost its arms and legs, mm-hmm, and was made to slither, yes, after that?
Listen, that's it.
That's it. That's script.
Yeah.
That is script.
And the thing is, the very thing that she listened to
was the only thing that stayed.
No.
Oh, what?
It had to slither away.
It had to slither away. I thought you said the legs went away and the arms went away.
It had
to
slither away. Oh, and a lot of us are still listening to things that still slithering.
God almighty.
Oh, my goodness.
I know that God said, in my image, in this image.
Yes.
It was an image conscience word.
Yeah.
When he had to change images.
Yo.
We still
listening to
bro
people that are slithers.
Slithering.
And what slithers?
Snakes.
And we are listening to these snakes.
Oh, let me tell you something. You go to India,
they worship them things.
They worship it.
Wow.
If it don't bite you, you blessed.
Right. Right.
The more you entice it,
yes, sir,
the more power you post.
And
to
how
have.
Do you entice it? With music.
With music?
That's the devil.
And
that's the devil.
That's the devil.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Y'all listen.
I'm
loving this.
I was born. You always turn stuff around.
Yeah, you did. You turned that one around.
Once again, on a merry-go-round, and I'm end up on a roller coaster.
Yes.
I was in line to get on a merry-go-round.
Yeah, he was about to talk about the prodigal son. He was ready. He was about to talk about
it. Already?
Yeah, you about to talk
about it. I was about to use that.
Wake Forest.
Well, that confuses me.
It does.
Wake Forest.
Uh-huh.
Because this is called the Demon Deacons.
That does me off, too.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
That's your prerogative.
Yeah. but the thing, like you were saying, is we do listen to things that slither.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We do listen to things that are odd.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we are amazed at it.
Right.
Tupac Shakur said, if you were walking down the street and you saw a rose growing through
the concrete,
you would not say anything negative about it because you would see the strength.
Strength that it came through.
And the integrity of it. I wonder if we have that mentality that if a snake tell me something, I'm going to believe it because snakes shouldn't talk.
Yeah.
Are we at awe?
I think I
am too.
Yeah.
Because I love going to the little carnival when it's supposed to be a lady turn into a wolf. No, and I'm scared.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what got me, Wendell, because the same word that the person gave me.
Uh-huh.
Steve said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
In confirmation, the truth part.
The true part.
So I'm thinking, oh God, this guy's got to be speaking some type of truth to it.
Right.
I was trying to just, and I told you, I was like, I'm trying to understand this. And then it come out.
Mm-hmm.
Ulterior motive.
Right.
Ulterior.
You know, a broken watch tells the time right twice a day.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm in awe right now, man. Yeah, because it's like you said, wasn't really talking about
right.
But you know, from the beginning of ulterior motive and manipulation and different things of
family
that nature.
Because
I've heard, you know, the Adam and Eve story preached so many different ways and so many different times, where you could put a topic or you could put it, and then you could bring the elaborate story out, but to actually know the two different, the serpent and the voice of God, had a play in the choice, that, you know, the choice in the matter of eating the tree out of the tree of knowledge, but then at that moment you gave that same thing to your husband, you understand why did you do that
as a husband? Why did you take it? Why weren't you become belligerent? Now, hey, you know what you're supposed to do. You know, y'all married, and I've been married. And even when I was asking a question, I know why. To keep the peace.
God Almighty.
Even when I was asking the so-called hypothetical, you know you do it to keep the peace.
And you know what? That goes back. You know what? And you're absolutely right. Because you're absolutely right. And that goes back all the way from, because I do that
you
too.
Mentioned, why?
Keep
this
the
dude
peace.
Is humble.
He don't say none. But if he would have listened to God, he would have had a peace that surpasses all understanding.
But then how did he become the head of everything if he followed Eve?
Because it was given to him and not earned.
Wow.
God. Come on, y'all know.
Yeah, because he was the first. And like he just said, we all have tried to keep the peace.
Oh, my goodness.
When sometime it has to have an uproar. Sometime for change to take place, and there must look like, Jesus said he come. They say he did not come for division, but it's not for division.
Sometimes when you keep in peace with your wife or significant other, you can be right.
Yes.
But to keep peace, you're going to act wrong.
Right.
That, to me, is what the tree of knowledge is.
Manipulation.
It is. You got an ulterior motive.
You got an ulterior motive.
I'm not going to make her mad at 4 p.m. because I want her happy at 11 p.m.
You want this pillow?
Because Steve's not going to say a mumbling word.
Jesus.
He's going to leave us. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And sometimes if we don't continue this virtual, this social thing that's going on.
Yes.
When they got mad at T.D. Jakes when they said we're raising women to be men. Listen, it started in the beginning.
Yes, it did. Come on.
The reason why I'm listen.
Oh, don't pop up now.
Listen to this. Every leader in the church.
Come on.
Who's making the decisions?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's wait for first lady.
I know it.
Every leader in the church.
Yeah. If she don't like you,
if she don't like you, you got to go. If she don't like what's going on,
she gonna change it. Cause he got to make her happy.
He got to make her happy.
See that old happy wife, happy life?
Yes.
That's not scripture.
Now I know what happened.
Oh man,
that ain't scripture.
Yo,
come on.
So
Wendell.
You're not. We ain't gonna do this.
I mean, I've said that 1,000 times, and I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Right.
Oh
right.
My goodness.
That revisit for her to the serpent.
To the serpent.
She don't have to listen to you
yes,
anymore.
It does.
Yeah, she don't have to listen to you anymore.
Uh-uh.
Yes, it does.
No. She's gonna have you try things that you wasn't gonna try. No more. Yeah. No. And then it's gonna slither on.
Ulterior. Oh my goodness.
But it's not a fault of the woman.
No.
The woman
it's
a generational curse.
Yes.
And the woman by being a nurturing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it listens to something that feels nurturing,
it's gonna
pass along it as it's a fact.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Us, if we think something is going to be passed along to us that's gonna make us mighty, we're gonna pass it along.
Oh man.
Because we like mighty things.
Right.
Wow.
We like that. We like the answer.
Right.
Yeah.
This is right here, bro. Oh yeah, my gosh. Yeah. Y'all don't understand. Yeah. Because then now we can actually understand the dynamic and the metrics of, you know, churches and the leadership.
Right.
Because then now what is really supposed to be leader or leadership, you know, is now a following now.
It's a following.
It's a following.
Let me tell you something. I have never in all of my life heard of so many pastor and co-pastors in my day.
Oh, man. Listen.
Every wife is a co-pastor now.
You know what? And you're right.
And now when you incorporate your church,
you have to put your husband
you
as
put a, your husband as the president.
Pastor. Oh, yep.
Come
and
on.
You put your, you as the co-pastor so you can... Your taxes can be done a certain way. So now you'll get a calling because of what you said at the altar.
No, he's right. He's right.
That's not scripture.
That's not scripture.
He's right because I've was raised in a house like that.
Yeah.
You know, where my grandmother was the dominant, you know, one.
Right,
she was the backbone.
Right.
Right.
But in order to, you know, show everything on surface, she put my grandfather, you understand, ahead.
Yes.
Because it's more acceptable for him, you know, at the head rather than her being at the head.
Right.
So in order for things to run appropriately or in the right way, she had to do that. Because now, okay, hey, the man is supposed to be the head.
He's the head.
But then I'm
gonna run it. See, there's a saying called the man run, the woman run the house, and the man run around the house.
Jesus.
You heard that before?
Yeah.
I never heard that before, man.
Yes. Y'all see you see who's single and who married in this? Look.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's all generational, man.
It's all generational.
Even from going back, you know, how men used to take care of their wives and, you know, and then now when the young men grow up, they're like, I supposed to do it. Now it's 50-50.
It's 50-50.
It's 50-50.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So
because a woman say, why should I clean your drawers?
Mm-hmm.
I say, because you dirty.
Yeah. You know, and so why should we pay your bills?
Good one.
Why should I buy your drones?
The good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I believe in being a provider.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if a woman say, well, no, we're going to go 50-50. You can't be my woman.
Mine told me that out the gate.
Yeah, you can't be my woman.
That was what she told me out the gate. 50-50. And I was like, cool, because all the rest of them, they just,
Yeah, but see, if you say 50-50 to me, that means you don't value me and our relationship, and you can leave at any time with your 50. You don't need me.
I understand what you're saying.
You came in with a parachute.
Right.
Yeah.
My wife's perspective on it came in because of the financial state of this country.
With yours, you got kids. What she's saying is, I can do up to 50.
Right.
No, that's support.
Right.
I'm talking about a woman say, hey, listen.
Right.
Going in, we going half on everything, half on so and so. So half is yours, half is mine.
Right.
So when I jump,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking my half, you take yours.
Jesus.
It's different from someone saying, I'm going to be a helpmate.
Right.
And I'll meet you halfway.
Oh,
that's
God.
A totally different sentence.
He just hit some points for some people out there.
Oh, they don't listen. They don't listen. That's why I'm still single. I be dating, and I cook for them and all that stuff, and they see they can move in my house and all that in their minds. And oh, I ain't got to pay no bills. Okay, bye.
Wow.
I can pay my own bills, but if you don't want to stay here and keep it clean, yeah, I can cook. Now you don't want to cook, you know?
Right.
You don't want to do nothing but live in it.
Wow.
You want to buy a purse that's $500, but you want to buy it for yourself.
Come on.
No, it ain't gonna happen. We ain't gonna change the subject, but I'm telling y'all, some of y'all.
Well, that's still manipulation.
Y'all done bit the wrong apple.
Done bit the wrong apple. But yeah, man, listen, man, I love this topic, man.
Yes.
I think a lot of people should really go back and study that Adam and Eve story.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, man, how things were generated.
Check out the semantics.
Was it a tree?
Was it a threesome?
I think because we've been taught in churches. a different way. That's what we run with.
Right.
And now our belief and our faith have been shaped based on what we've been taught.
Right.
You understand? And based on how the beginning and how things happen in the dynamic. And I think you, if you know that, you have to go to know the word for yourself and actually really study the word for yourself to understand what really happened and how things happen, you know, in a way where we can understand in our faith and our, and we could come in the full potential of our faith and of our walk.
Yeah. That's you know, what's getting scary when you was talking about what we need to study and go read. How can we study the word that never will change, will always be the word?
Yeah.
And even Cinderella's changing, the Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, yeah.
We changing the narrative of so many things, and we messing up when we change the narrative to the word.
Right.
Now, you can change Cinderella. You can go ahead.
Yes.
You can change Little Mermaid and make a black, white, or whatever. Now they want to make Pinocchio
out of plastic.
Yeah, I don't care how they do it. I mean, but he gonna lie. His nose gonna grow. But whether he black, white, or now a woman, you know, it don't matter. We changing the narrative of so many things. Relationship, whether or not a man is a man, a girl is a girl. We changing the narrative of who is in the Bible.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and I think, and it's all
it's hard to study that people change the narrative to.
That's true,
right?
That's true,
and it's being passed down from generation to generation.
Because everybody know big men is in style. Ain't never been out of style,
right?
Don't ever change the narrative.
That's where coming in and getting to study the word for yourself. Showing yourself approved.
You see, he said, you think big men is in style?
Ain't no never.
Yes.
Ain't no never.
Where ain't that? Big men ain't just ever going out of style. That's right.
That's right. But listen, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, man. Listen, I'm telling you, man, I enjoyed this, man. Man, we're going to go ahead and make sure, you know, y'all go ahead and click like and share, man. Make sure they know, man, what's going on in the underground, man. Listen, it's going down in the underground, and I'm loving every bit of it, man. I'm telling you, man, I've enjoyed this topic with my brothers, man, and I'm telling you right now, we about to get up out of here, man. I'm your boy, Subless the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And it's your little brother, Heathen. I'm Lincoln, because Jesus is the reason.
And it's Wendell, Big Win Powell, the ultimate entertainer. Big men's in style. Turn the mic off.
Turn his mic off.
Turn his mic off. Peace out, y'all.